I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Over the weekend, a local synagogue was vandalized when a swastika was scratched into the glass of the front door.
Dave, when I saw this on social media and then started to see our reports on KSL TV and KSL Radio, I was so sad. My heart felt so sad. And then I got a little bit angry. I had all the feelings this week from this. KSL TV's Tanya Dean explained what happened on Sunday morning.
A man walked onto the property, took out a razor from his pocket, and scratched a swastika into the front door. Then he took a minute to examine his work and walked off.
It was chilling to watch the video. This was a pretty deliberate act. I think whoever did this was in full control of their faculties and knew precisely what they were doing.
Rabbi Avremi Zippel says he's not surprised by the hateful act, but he is hurt.
A swastika is not a political statement. A swastika is an image of hate. A swastika represents one thing and one thing only, and that is death to the Jews.
It's an image of hate. Those words, just so chilling to see what happened. Tanya continues to explain that the communities were warned due to the violence and the recent violence in Israel.
Chabad of Utah, along with other local synagogues and Jewish organizations, got an email from the FBI on Friday because of recent increased violence in Gaza and Israel. It told them to be on heightened alert, keep their guard up, and consider extra patrols during services. Rabbi Zippel says he realizes there are passionate opinions on both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but this isn't the way to go about expressing them.
If someone wants to come over here to our building and deface it and put some graffiti up on the walls, you know, that's hurtful. To put something like that, scratch it into the front window of a synagogue, that is hateful, despicable, and cowardly in every sense of the word.
In about 10 minutes, we're going to speak more about the violence in Israel. But let's check in with Salt Lake City Police Department on the latest with this case. Sergeant Keith Horrocks is joining us right now. Sergeant Horrocks, it seems like this happened in the middle of the night. Would this be considered a hate crime?
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you talking about this. Absolutely. You know, this is something that we have made contact with the FBI. They also have it as an investigation as a possible hate crime. Clearly, as you've covered already in right before I came on, there's nothing else to take away from this other than a hateful act. You know, swastika is not a political statement, like the rabbi said. It is targeted and hateful. So,
yeah. Talk about what happens next in the investigation. And is there any new information do we have yet on who did this?
You know, at this point in time, we don't have any new information. Unfortunately, we do have a video from the community center itself. We are working to try to get information from that video. Unfortunately, it's dark and difficult to see. I know our officers have made contact with businesses in the area that may have also had videos that could have captured the suspect at that time. It occurred at roughly 2:15 yesterday morning. And again, that's in the area of 1760 South and 11th East. And so I would just invite anybody out there that may have seen anything or may have like a doorbell camera in the area to just check that footage and see if you have anything that might help us with this investigation.
Do you get a sense that this synagogue was targeted? Was it planned out? Or was this just one of those spur-of-the-moment issues?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dave. I think that, you know, we don't, it's too early in the investigation to say whether or not that's the case. However, like you stated, you know, the person walked up very deliberately to a court, you know, from what you see in the video, very deliberately to that front door, quickly scratched the you know, that symbol in the glass, admired it for a moment, and then walked away. So, you know, it, with that type of behavior, you can only think that it was on purpose.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Horrocks with Salt Lake City Police Department, joining us here live to talk about this, well, what basically everybody's calling a hate crime, for someone to go and scratch a swastika on purpose in the glass door is just unconscionable. Best of luck in your investigation, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Boyd Matheson stepping in with us right now. We want to dive into this discussion a little deeper. Hate crimes like these, they're not uncommon, Boyd, and that's obviously frustrating.
It is, and it's indicative, unfortunately, of, I think, what the bigger cultural problem we have in the country. We always talk about the political polarization in the country, and that's really not the problem. The problem is contempt. And if you define contempt as the belief in the worthlessness of another human being, they are worthless because they're not like you or they disagree with you, whether that's politically or religiously or whatever it may be. To me, contempt is the real issue of our day. And so, you know, Rabbi Zippel was absolutely spot on when he called this cowardly. Cowardly. It was done in the middle of the night, under the cloak of darkness, on purpose, very deliberate. And I think the most important thing for us to realize and to think about is, how often do we do that? We may not be out etching, you know, swastikas into glass, but how often do we use the anonymity of the internet to post things that are hateful, that are hurtful, that are contemptful? And to me, that's the discussion we've got to be having, is because this isn't going to be solved just, you know, if we catch the bad guy in this one, that's a good thing. And we want that kind of justice for sure, especially rolling into our friends in the Jewish community are celebrating beginning today the receiving of the Torah. It's that festival. And so for them to have to go in and to walk past a swastika on their way into a religious celebration, that's a hard thing. But I think the more important thing is for each of us to look inward and each of us to look in our own glass, and whether that glass is the mirror or whether that glass is the computer screen we're using, and what are we putting out? How are we putting it out? That's a question for all of us.
And the swastika specifically, there's no more hateful symbol to the Jewish community, obviously. And this is what Rabbi Zippel had to say about that hateful symbol.
It was chilling to watch the video. This was a pretty deliberate act. I think whoever did this was in full control of their faculties and knew precisely what they were doing. A swastika is not a political statement. A swastika is an image of hate. A swastika represents one thing and one thing only, and that is death to the Jews.
Well, it's a threat. Mm-hmm. That's what that symbol is. It's a threat. Yeah. And that's what makes it so chilling for me.
Yeah. And it being so intentional, and again, I bring it back to us individually. How often do we intentionally say hurtful things, hateful things, contemptuous things? And to me, that's the real test of the day.
Well, and I think you hit on it. And how often, if we were to look in that mirror ourselves, when we're in an argument, we're in the heat of anger, and we say that thing, maybe it's not racist, but you know it hurts that person.
Yeah.
And it cuts right to the bone, and we do it because we don't care. We're just too angry, so we take that cheap shot.
Yeah, that's right. And as we do that over time, and as society, as we continue to allow that to be okay, we become very comfortable in our contempt. And that's the problem, because then the next time you may not even be all that angry, but because you've been there before, it's comfortable, it's known. And so you're willing to do it again. And that's where we create societies and culture that creates a lot of these problems.
And I just want to say, too, that by speaking up and saying that this is not okay, maybe we're switching, hopefully, the conversation more toward that positive messaging. Yeah. But Rabbi Zippel said this act is not indicative of the support his community has received in Utah. This is not Utah. This is not who we are.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Great, and great we can point. Be better than that.
When we come back, Boyd's going to stick around. We want to dive into what's happening in Israel right now. We know terrible tragedies that are happening in that part of the world, and we'll dive into that conversation next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.